A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmate." So from the soil, the Lord God fashioned all the wild beasts and all the birds of heaven. These he brought to the man to see what he would call them. Each one was to bear the name the man would give it. The man gave names to all the cattle, all the birds of heaven, and all the wild beasts. But no helpmate suitable for man was found for him. So the Lord God made the man fall into a deep sleep. And while he slept, he took one of his ribs and enclosed it in flesh. The Lord God built the rib he had taken from the man into a woman and brought her to the man. The man exclaimed, "This at last is bone from my bones and flesh from my flesh. This is to be called woman, for this was taken from man. This is why a man leaves his father and mother and joins himself to his wife, and they become one body." The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
From the letter to the Hebrews. We see in Jesus one who was for a short while made lower than the angels and is now crowned with glory and splendor because he submitted to death. By God's grace, he had to experience death for all mankind. As it was his purpose to bring a great many of his sons into glory, it was appropriate that God, for whom everything exists, and through whom everything exists, should make perfect through suffering the leader who would take them to their salvation. For the one who sanctifies and the ones who are sanctified are of the same stock. That is why he openly calls them brothers. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Some Pharisees approached Jesus and asked, "Is it against the law for a man to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He answered them, "Why did Moses command you?" "Moses allowed us," they said, "to draw up a writ of dismissal and so to divorce." Then Jesus said to them, "It was because you were so unteachable that he wrote this commandment for you. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. This is why a man must leave father and mother, and the two become one body. They are no longer two, therefore, but one body. So then, what God has united, man must not divide." Back in the house, the disciples questioned him again about this, and he said to them, "The man who divorces his wife and marries another is guilty of adultery against her. And if a woman divorces her husband and marries another, she is guilty of adultery too." People were bringing little children to him for him to touch them. The disciples turned them away. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. I tell you solemnly, anyone who does not welcome the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Then he put his arms around them, laid his hands on them, and gave them his blessing. The Gospel of the Lord.
Our dear friends in Jesus Christ, today's scripture readings speak about marriage, the bond of love, divorce, permanency of the marriage. It's so profound. Actually, a wedding day lasts only for a day, but the marriage lasts forever. The first reading began to say, Lord God says, "It is not good that the man should be alone." My question is, why don't the gospel say, "It is not good that the woman should be alone"? Actually, here the man is used in a generic form, man and woman. There the second sentence say, "I will make you a helpmate." The helpmate in Bible, equality, same status. And the same word is used for Holy Spirit. "I will make you a helpmate" means he or she will be just like the Holy Spirit. Paraclete, dunamis, power, energy. So the same substance of the Father. And then God fashioned all the wild beast and the birds of heaven after the creation. The first activity, the human activity in the world, or the human activity what God gave to the humanity, is to name the animals. So that is the first action, the first activity, to name the animals. Why God has done this test to name the animal? Animal is different from man. It cannot be our partner. So it is the moment of self-definition. In front of the animal, I define myself. I am not that. Man is called to unite man only, man to woman. So after the first activity, first test, the man was so tired. He looked here and there, whether I can find some helpmate. No. Then God said, go and sleep, man. I know what you are looking. I know what you are tricky. I know you are tired. Go and sleep well. The first sleep of the human being, Adam, he slept with a very, very good dream. But you know, when a man sleeps, he sleeps very, very deep. He slept. Meanwhile, God took a rib from man. The rib in the biblical language is equality. It's more than equality. It means to say the strength, the power, energy. A man without bone is not a man. That's why the rib is mentioned. Then again the story continues. When the man wake up, he saw his partner, Eve. The first word uttered in the human history is not a negativity. The first word said in the Bible is a positivity, a word of appreciation. He said, at last, this is my bone of bone and flesh of my flesh. This is what marriage. Your partner is flesh of your flesh, bone of your bone. I don't mean to elaborate the whole theological or biblical meaning of this exegesis. The first psalm, I would say, the first psalm in the history uttered by a man is a praise. Beautiful, you are so good, you are so beautiful, you are amazing. That's what marriage is. And the gospel is today Mark chapter 9. It is 10. It says, the Pharisees came and asked about divorce. God said, Jesus said, no, there's no divorce. Because you are created to be one flesh. What does it mean to become one flesh? One body, one spirit, one mind, one soul. They are inseparable. They are forever and ever. Actually, a 98-year-old man and 95-year-old woman went to a lawyer. They want to get a divorce. Then the lawyer asked, how was your marriage? He said, "Oh my goodness, 70 years rough and rocky, but I want to get divorced." The lawyers asked, why did not you come earlier? And the man said, the partner said, "Oh, we were waiting for the children to die. The marriage is permanent. I just want to bring your kind attention. Pope Francis says, in order to get a marriage good, 3 things are necessary. Say always thank you. And secondly, say, I forgive. Forgive me. And that is the second thing. And the third thing he says, sorry. If the 3 words are key, marriage will be very happy. I have been teaching 14 years of marriage and family, but I do not know anything about marriage and family. Bob should have been better to make the homily today. But from my understanding, I would say 10, only 10 things, which you all need to keep it in your mind. I'm sure you won't be, it will not be easy to keep the 10 point, but at least if you can. The first thing is share the roles and expectations. The couple need to share all their roles and expectations. Every day, what I have to do, what is your expectation, what is my role, the roles and expectations should be cleared every time. And the second thing, do not blame each other. Do not blame each other, because you are one body, one spirit, one mind. And the third thing is, do everything without expecting anything. Do everything without expecting anything, because you are doing. Don't expect anything from the partner. Do everything. And the fourth thing, do not discuss the old matters in your family, the old life, old matters of the husband or the wife. The present is more important in front of the Lord. And the fifth one, discuss the conflict matters only when you find a very appropriate time. Find an appropriate time when you speak or when you discuss. And the sixth one, work for the family and not for self. Work for the family, not for husband or not for wife. And the seventh thing, share every day at least one good thing of your partner. Say to your partner, "You are so good. You did it very good." In front of the children, say that you are so good, so nice, so beautiful. Even though not good and not beautiful, just say, not to make them happy, just say, "So amazing." And the eighth one, look every day into the eyes of the partner and say, "I love you." Say, look at their partner's eyes and say, "I love you." And the ninth one, remember what your elders said, what your parents said. You need that synchronization, that capacity. Your parents might have said so many good things which you have to keep. And the last one, or the tenth, pray every day. Take the Bible, read the Bible every day, at least for a couple of minutes. May God bless you. Amen.